What is up, guys? Welcome to the Think Computers Weekly Tech Podcast. This is episode 224. And our podcast is, of course, brought to you by Amazon. If you go to thinkcomputers.org/Amazon and happen to purchase something, that gives us a little kickback and, of course, keeps the podcast on going. With me is my co-host, Ryan. What's up, Ryan?
I'm just ready to get this podcast going, do some gaming.
Yeah, we will be gaming later.
What's the news, though, this week?
What?
Lots of news this week.
Lots of stuff going on this week. Yeah. Lots of interesting things. The last time we spoke, I was about to move, and I'm in my new place now. So
yeah. Still got shelves with boxes and product on them, but
yeah,
look.
It's been an adventure. I would, every time I've moved, I've always done it myself. Like, I run a U-Haul. Mm-hmm. And I move, and this time I don't think I'll ever do that again. I don't know if it's just like old age and just not, you know, just being old and things hurt.
To pay for it.
Yeah, and I'm willing to pay for it and all of that as well. But yeah, it's been an adventure, and I didn't realize how much stuff you don't ever realize how much stuff you have until you move, especially with all the computer stuff that I have. And yeah, I've downsized a lot of the computer stuff because it's just, we had a basement in the old place. We had a lot more room in the other place, and I got rid of quite a lot of stuff. So this is the new setup. It is we moved from a 3-bedroom townhouse to a 1-bedroom apartment. So I'm actually in the living room, but I actually like it because it's technically bigger than what my office was. So I technically have more space, except for it's just in the living room. So, but because it's bigger and it's more open, I'll have less of an echo, which I think will be 1, good for the podcast, 2, good for YouTube videos and all that kind of stuff. So, but I'm not 100% set up in here just yet, but definitely set up enough to do the podcast. Hopefully. Yeah. I am a little wobbly. My desk is not correctly set up yet.
So got a rug under there. That's a little crooked or something.
Yeah, so I got to work on that. But it's been an interesting week, and we're still not 100% done with getting like everything out of the old place. We still got to go back there and clean, and hopefully by the weekend I'll be done with all that. So that's been my week. But it was Memorial Day weekend. That's like the start of summer, and I feel it's been really weird because of what's going on. Did you and the kids do anything for Memorial Day weekend?
We went out to like this kind of farm area, that we have for work, like really big. They've got a nice like fishing lake and just some grounds there. So we walked around and did a little fishing, didn't catch anything. Had like a picnic lunch out there on Saturday. Like, weather was awesome. I'm surprised nobody else was out there. So it was kind of nice to just be out doing that, you know, standard mow the lawn, play outside with the kids type of stuff. So. Then by Monday, like afternoon, I was like 2.5 days with the kids. I'm ready to go back to work. No, it was good.
Yeah. Yeah, that definitely sounds nice. This is totally not a normal Memorial Day weekend for me. I'd usually be out with friends or doing something, but it was all moving and then cleaning and getting this place set up and trying to, just do all that whole process.
I think the biggest piece, though, with your move is like your better internet.
Yeah,
the big boy internet now.
Yeah, no. So I, for some reason, I just never upgraded my internet. Like, I had just like the basic Comcast package. I think it was like 30 down and like 3 up, maybe. Right. Now I have.
Did you have like 330 or something?
Yeah, it's like 330 or something. So hopefully this will come across better, even though. At least right now I am on Wi-Fi because the internet can only come in at one place in this apartment, and it's way over there, and I don't want to have a cord going all the way across, even though it is really weird to be on Wi-Fi.
We'll see how gaming goes tonight.
Yeah, we'll see how gaming goes. We'll see how this podcast goes. But it is good to have fast internet. Like, I'm downloading things so much faster. You can tell the difference, which is good. But hopefully I'll be upgrading my Wi-Fi. So I have like a USB thing And I don't think it's not AX. I know that. Mm-hmm. I'm not sure how fast it is. To be honest, I bought it for my test systems, so I wouldn't have to drag a thing across for those, like in the office a couple years ago. So I just have that plugged in there now. I am going to get like a PCI Express card, a Wi-Fi card, and then I'll probably upgrade my router to an AX router eventually. But cool. We'll see how this podcast goes, how gaming goes a little bit later, and then we'll kind of go from there. You guys can see the dog in the background.
She's trying to jump up on the couch, and I was like, ugh.
Yeah, she has her pillow. We do have RTX voice on, so if she does bark, hopefully we don't hear that much. But that's going to be the thing too, is obviously with like downsizing, I don't have my own office, so mm-hmm. probably hear things. What's nice about our apartment here is that we are on the end, so we don't get a whole lot of other noises. Cool. It's just like if somebody's in the hallway, the dog will bark. That's about it. But enough about my new stuff. Like I said, internet. I actually have like decent internet now, which is good. But let's get into, of course, tech. Everybody who is in the live stream, or if you're listening on audio and you do want to follow along, we do have our full show notes page, which you guys can go ahead and follow along. It's in the description of this video, and you can follow along with everything that we're going to talk about. A lot of news this week, a lot of cool stuff. And we'll start with another Z490 motherboard review. So I've been doing a lot of these. Of course, we had Comet Lake launch last week, and one of the motherboards that I have been testing is the MSI MPG Z490 Gaming Carbon Wi-Fi. Now, MSI, they have six different gaming lines, which is incredibly confusing. Yeah. But MPG is like the second tier down. So you have MEG at the top. That's where you see like the really high-end boards. And then you have MPG, which is a slight step down. I'm sure a lot of you guys know about the gaming carbon boards. They're the ones that are sort of like, I would say they're racing themed because they feature carbon fiber elements.
Yeah, so you usually see in cars and stuff.
They just have that kind of car theme mm-hmm. to them, and they're great boards. This board is a really good board. It, again, you can see like even the box is like a car, you know. It has everything that you would want in a Z490 chipset, which we talked about. Obviously, by the name, it does have Wi-Fi as well. I think it is a pretty good looking board. It's not crazy over the top like their MEG line. It does give you two M.2 slots. It does give you the steel reinforcement on the two top PCI Express slots. You have a great all-digital power design. It's a 12 plus 1 plus 1. Good cooling. It doesn't overheat or anything like that in my testing. One thing I really like about this board, being the person that I am, is you get most of your fan headers are right here at the top corner, which is really nice to see. I think this time around, when it comes to Intel boards, a lot of companies are really focusing on fans and one, having a lot of fan headers on the board with cases these days, you're doing, you know, we have those three in the front at least if you're, you know, with all the RGB fans, and then you have, you know, at least one at the rear. So you need at least four headers, if not six or eight. So I really like that.
Okay. Then being on the edges is nice too, right? You don't have to string a fan cable all around and like ride it around your memory or around your CPU cooler and worry if it's long enough. So, you know, being right on the edge there, you can just route them through your cable management in the case. Yeah, it's super handy.
Yeah, that is really, really nice. So like usually like you'd have like one here, two at the top, one in the back, what I mean?
One kind of, just randomly halfway down the board or down in the bottom.
Yeah, and one thing that's also interesting about this board when it comes to like newer things and RGB is you get your standard 4-pin, you get a 3-pin, and then you get this connector.
I was going to ask what the heck that was.
That is a Corsair RGB header. So if you have Corsair fans or Corsair, because Corsair has their own proprietary connector, we've talked mm-hmm. about this before, you can connect it into the motherboard and control it with the motherboard software if you wanted to. If you did want to control it with IQ, or you wanted all of, say you get a couple Corsair fans or you get a Corsair fan kit, but then you know, your motherboard, it has the RGB RAM, and you know, of course, your motherboard RGB effects. You want everything to be the same. Now you can finally do that, right? Because like in this case right here, my motherboard effects are different than all of my other Corsair things.
Okay.
So that's kind of nice that you have that, right? Yeah. It's the first time I've actually seen it. It's actually really cool. I really like that as well. On this board, again, you have like the carbon fiber. I think for a lot of people, it's like you hate it or you love it, you know?
Yeah.
But it's a good board. You have a USB 3.2 Gen 2. That is a standard feature of the chipset. You should see that on every board. You have the internal connector right there. One thing that they did add on this board, which is nice because I love fast storage, is you get a USB 3.2 Gen 2 times 2 or by 2 right here. So you get twice the speed of Gen 2 on this. I just got one in. I got the Patriot PDX or PXD or whatever it's called to test this finally. Cool. But it's a by two, so it's even faster. So it'd be 2000 megabytes per second read and write on that drive.
That's awesome.
You know, and then, like I said, you have your typical USB 3.2 Gen 2s on here. It is interesting to see the PS2, the combo PS2 on this, because it's not a super low end board.
Well, it's not their high. A lot of times you'll find it on their high end boards too, because sometimes those USB functions cease to function, like when you're doing super high end overclocking and stuff. I've seen. Yeah. So a lot of people will actually use that PS2 for a keyboard or something. I also like that they're labeling the USB ports with like the 10 and the 20. This just helps people out, right? They know which one they should really be plugging into.
Yeah, it is nice. Obviously integrated IO shield, I think. Mm-hmm. At least for most boards in you know, gamer enthusiast segments, you'll see that going forward. Previously it was only high-end boards that you saw it. Now it's pretty much from like, you know, mid-range gaming up, you're going to see it now, which is really nice. 2.5 gig LAN, obviously, and then you have the Wi-Fi 6 as well. 2.5 gig LAN is part of the chipset, so you should get it on every board. RGB lighting is good. You have RGB lighting on the chipset heatsink, and then you have it towards the top, just like this little bit right here at the top corner on the IO cover. It looks really good. It kind of like we matched it obviously with an MSI card, so you have some RGB lighting from that, but it looks good overall. I think the board looks great. It performed good. Didn't really have any major issues with it. I gave it a 9 out of 10. The only reason I didn't give it a 10 out of 10 is that for me, it would be nice to see like a power, and at least a power button on the board itself. In most gaming segments, we even see like a tiny one, like not one that's big and labeled, just like a tiny one. There's not one on the board itself. And being somebody who uses it in a test bench, I would have liked to have seen it, but I think it's a really good board. It's priced really well too. It's only $269.99. And if you compare that to our other Z490 board that we reviewed, the ASRock Z490 PG Velocita, that one is $259.99. It lacks the Wi-Fi, and it also lacks the USB 3.2 Gen 2x2 port. So I think this is a really good deal. If you're into the carbon look, it's a great looking board as well. I think, it's really good. It's a good board. I would definitely recommend this to anybody building a Comet Lake S system. There's not a whole lot to not like about the board. Their BIOS isn't my favorite, but it's not bad either. It's pretty easy to go through. We did a whole walkthrough on the BIOS in this review as well, if you guys want to check that out. So yeah, good. Another good, like I said, it's pretty solid across the board so far in my Z490 motherboard testing. So pretty, been pretty good testing on that. But there's
more boards coming too, right? Which we'll get into, but
yeah,
more
yeah.
From you.
More boards coming, and some other interesting boards coming as well. So M30 Media, which is actually Paul, one of our reviewers, he said he's not a fan of the MSI BIOS. Me neither. I mean, it's not the worst, but it's kind of just weird how it's set up, the MSI BIOS. But we'll go ahead and move into news, because that's the only review I got this week, because
you're busy, right?
Because of moving, this whole setup isn't finished. Hopefully I'll finish it tomorrow. I think I'll probably do a video on how I have things set up in here if anybody is interested in that. Cool. But the big, I think one of the biggest stories this week was that we hear of, obviously, with Comet Lake S, Intel's killing it at gaming. Mm-hmm. And that's, you know, that's their thing. They're saying, we're the best at gaming. We're the best at gaming. And that it looks horrible on AMD, because AMD still beat them out in multi-core. But AMD wants to get some of that back. So it looks like, or appears to be, that we will be getting a Ryzen 3000 refresh. We had first heard about it, and now we have clock speeds and everything. And what the actual SKUs will be, we have a Ryzen 9 3900 XT, a Ryzen 7 3800 XT, and a Ryzen 5 3600 XT. And basically, they're just boosting the clock speeds on these. They'll remain the same. So it's the X parts, and they're adding a T on the end for XT. You know, so if you look at it, the Ryzen 9 3900X, their base clock was 3.8 gigahertz. It's now going to be 4.1 gigahertz. The max boost was 4.6 gigahertz. That's now going up to 4.8 gigahertz. On the Ryzen 7 3800X, the base clock was 3.9 gigahertz. That's been bumped to 4.2 gigahertz. And the max boost was 4.5 gigahertz. That's boosted to 4.7 gigahertz. And then finally, on the 3600X, the base was 3.8 gigahertz. That's been boosted to 4 gigahertz. And the boost was 4.4 gigahertz. That's boosted to 4.7 gigahertz. The thing that they're trying to do is close that gap in gaming. So boosting the clock speeds will give them better single core performance, which will show up in gaming and, of course, other tests as well. This is not confirmed by any means, but it's more than likely going to happen based on, of course, our next story. I mean, I don't necessarily think that AMD needs to do that.
Their performance of their parts that they have available now, right, isn't so far behind Intel on single core that they're getting blown away. I mean, yes, they're getting beat, but I think they would have been fine without these parts, and you wouldn't necessarily fault them for not having a response. I feel like everybody's just like these, like, point counterpoint, you know what I mean, just this back and forth when maybe it is necessary and isn't. I don't know, we're coming up on a, I don't know, what, 9 months of the 3000 series or so. So, I mean, they haven't even been out a year, and we're getting a refresh, which is fine. I just don't know that it was required by any means.
Yeah, and I hate that we have this response, just like NVIDIA in their, you know, eight SKUs within $100 of each other. You know, it's like, we don't need that per se, and I feel it confuses the customer as well. And I think that if you release these parts, then how far down the pipeline is 4000 series, right?
Right.
So if I buy something and in 3 months you have 4000 series, well, I feel, as a consumer, I feel screwed.
Yeah, you, I don't feel bad, right? I mean, I bought the 3800X Black Friday-ish time. I have no desire to, like, bump up to a 3850. Or I'm sorry, a 3800 XT. I don't know.
Yeah. So we did get a Cinebench R20 single score result for a Ryzen 9 3900 XT. And it beats the Core i9 10900K by a few points. And that's in Cinebench, of course. That's not gaming, and I don't think an AMD processor will beat an Intel processor at gaming, unless it's a specific title that uses multi-core.
Take advantage of that.
Yep. Yeah. Again, I just don't feel these parts are necessary. But I mean, if they're priced the same, you know what I mean? There's no architecture change that I know of. And it's just a higher clock speeds, which means you could your boost would be weird because if you're running at stock, but I mean, you could run these chips at that speed per se. So that's the Ryzen 3000 series refresh. I don't think that it's
I don't think it's super compelling. If you're like getting ready to build a system, and you need it now and not in 3, 4, 5 months, then sure, go with these new parts. Like I'm assuming they're not going to be too much more expensive than what's available now. But past that, too compelling to me. Anyways,
it makes you wonder if they'll discontinue the non XT parts, if that, mm-hmm. that will be a thing.
I'm also kind of wondering on thermals for these extra clock speeds as well.
Yeah.
See how they handle.
Yeah. Brian said, hi guys, just randomly found your channel, but loves the stuff. Hardware Unboxed did a really good deep dive review between Zen 2 and Intel's new chips. Literally single percent points behind most. Yeah, it's not a big difference. I think that if you're comparing the two, it just comes down to really what you're doing. We talked about this last week when we talked about our reviews. It's just, if you're gaming, it's Intel. It's just how it is. If you're doing 80% or more of your computer time is gaming, go Intel. If you're doing content creation, multi-core workloads, things like that, go AMD. If you're 50-50, just choose what's more compelling to you. I think... Yeah. You know, yeah, Brian, that's what we do on the podcast. We put you up on the screen. So,
yep, famous.
But yeah, it's honestly a good market right now. It's great for the consumer, I think. You just have a good choice. And I think the motherboards are great too. I think motherboards on both sides are great. When Ryzen initially launched, the motherboard offerings were okay. They weren't great. I think we're pretty even on both sides. The only thing that you're missing on the Intel side is Gen 4. Which you possibly will get with Rocket Lake later this year, hopefully.
It's like the Venn diagram for AMD versus Intel right now is like they're so close to being like on top of each other. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like the slivers on the outside would be so small depending on what you want to do. They're so equal kind of in the middle that, yeah, go with whichever one if you're not heavy onto one or the other.
Yeah. Well, talking about Intel, they didn't really totally updated it, but they did update their included stock cooler that comes with the non-K versions of their processors. It looks different. I mean, it's basically the same cooler, the same crappy cooler, but it is the...
You like the black fins.
Yeah, the fins are black now. The fins are black, and... The fins are black. That's basically all that's really changed. And then the actual box, or not the box,
that frame's a little different. I think it was like,
yeah,
four. Did it have four pieces holding up the fan hub? I have one.
I don't have one. I think I've broken every one. I've broken these stupid pins.
That's the worst mountain hardware ever.
Yeah. It's the. The pins just, they're the worst. You bend one and then it doesn't fit correctly the next time. But most people listening to this podcast, you'll be buying a K series, like a 10900K, 10600K, 10700K. You won't get this. This doesn't come with this. It only comes with the non-K versions. And these are only rated up to 65 watts, I believe, too. So you're not cooling a whole lot with these either.
Did they mention whether it was painted or if it's like anodized?
I don't believe so.
Just curious.
It is good to see. It's good to see it at least look semi-current, right? with it. So that's kind of nice to see. But yeah, I still don't think it compares to like the AMD stock cooler. At least, the top end one has RGB lighting, and then you go down a little bit, you still get the AMD logo on it, though I should think looks better than this. I think they're better coolers overall anyways. And they don't have plastic clips on them like the Intel one does. Talking about graphics cards, it's been all CPU stuff the past couple weeks, but it looks like, and we talked about this, AMD... said they would have Big Navi out by the end of the year. We're getting almost June. So it's, but more than likely September for that. And NVIDIA Ampere, we said, that it would probably be on September when it comes to the consumer parts. It just makes sense. Right. It's right before holiday. It's when people are building new systems or getting new systems or upgrading the system. It's like that time of year. We kind of just expect it. You know what I mean? But I think AMD has a lot to think about on that realm of things.
I know. It's. I always start to get like a little anxious for them. Because I'm like, all right, what sort of improvements are we going to get? Or are we going to end up with just a bit of a flop? You know, I get anxious for them. And I know that they've done so well on the CPU side. I just want them to catch up a bit to NVIDIA on the GPU side. And
we don't have a 4K.
Right, a true high-end part yet.
Yeah, so that's kind of what I'm waiting for. I think it's a very dangerous spot to try to take from NVIDIA, mm-hmm. not take, but try to compete with NVIDIA, because NVIDIA does have that spot. They've done great in the mid-range, pricing-wise, performance-wise, it's pretty good too. And again, they don't have seven cards within $100 of each other, which I think is very good. You know what you're getting at each level, and we'll see what they have for the high-end. Hopefully September, October, maybe November rolls around and we have something. We have something from them, so we'll see that. On the mini PC side of things, in Intel Tiger Lake NUC Extreme, if you're not familiar with the NUC or NEC, I think it's called, isn't it Next Unit of Computing? I think that's what mm-hmm. it actually stands yep. for. That's basically Intel's mini PCs. You've seen them rebranded, you see them, they're actually pretty cool little systems for what they can do, especially for like
business. I'm not a fan of the larger ones. I like the little cube boxes. I like that form factor better than the more advanced gaming ones, but then again, if you need something really small and want that extra performance, can't go wrong with one of these.
Yeah, so the new Tiger Lake one, one features a GTX 1660 Ti, which is pretty awesome for the form factor, for mm-hmm. how small it is. GTX 1660 Ti will do 1080p gaming, which I think is great. A little 1080p machine that's like, you know, what, this big? I mean, that's pretty
small.
That's pretty awesome. And I think it's only a TDP of 28 watts, which is not very bad either.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think that, I mean, a 3D Mark Time Spy score of 5,335 is not all too bad. It's something to get excited about if you're into these. They're great little machines. I think they're like, it would be a great little starting PC for like kids, you know, like that they could game on, but they can also do homework on.
Yep.
I don't know how prevalent desktops are though for kids these days. I think most of them have laptops, right?
Or tablets. Yeah.
Yeah, I know, or tablets.
What I'd really love to see with that line, and I know Gigabyte did it with some of their bricks systems, is dual NICs on there. Right. I want to use one of those so bad for like a VM host or a couple of them, and, you know, tie them together and have a separate interface for network traffic and then for storage traffic. But if they did, I'd probably have a few of them in the lab.
Yeah. Pretty cool. I reviewed a bricks a long time ago. That was actually a good product line. I'm pretty sure they discontinued that product line a long time ago.
No, they had it at least a couple of years ago, but yeah, I don't know if they've refreshed it or not. Don't know.
Yeah. Old man is in the chat. He's usually here every week, so I'm going to say what's up to him. He's saying that Ryan's audio is louder than mine. My audio, I don't have it fine tuned yet for this place, and I've been looking for a Go XLR mini for every day I check it. And it's
decided to go with the mini again, huh?
Yeah, I'm going to admit. I mean, if I could find the other one, yeah, I'll just buy it just to buy it. But you can't find it anywhere. So I can't find any of them anywhere. So,
yeah.
But another cool thing, talking about Intel and CPUs, we had an overclocking story. The Asus ROG Maximus 12 Apex hit 7.7 gigahertz on all 10 cores of a 10900K. And they overclocked the memory to 6,666 megahertz. It beats a ton of scores. They have them all here. And all the validations and world records that it beat doing this is pretty awesome if you're an overclocker. Yeah, just, I mean, it shows you that these Maximus boards are like probably, like, I have two here. They're like some of the best.
The best boards, yeah.
That definitely. You can get. I mean, Asus just does it right, and they have like fine-tuned adjustments in the BIOS. Of course, with the Apex board, you have all the dip switches. You can turn off lanes. You can do all kinds of stuff.
You got your buttons, your reset buttons on there.
Yeah, it just...
Those boards on the back, I.O., with like the USB and everything, do they have the buttons like the Crosshair does, where there's like a BIOS reset button and a...
Probably. I don't remember on the ones that I have. I know they... At least the Extreme...
Anyways, because I'm like, oh, which button do I want to use and press? But they're nice to have.
Yes, yes. So. It's always a button for power, reset, clear, yeah. CMOS. And these all have the BIOS flashback on them. So I'm almost 95% sure you don't even need a CPU. You can install a flash drive with the new BIOS, hit the BIOS flashback, and it will actually do everything without even having a CPU installed. So if you're doing like, sometimes you need it for like a new CPU that came out or whatever, you don't have to have that new CPU to do it. So it's pretty cool on these boards as well. So pretty cool overclocking story if you're into overclocking. Paul said that he loves the Apex. Apex boards are just like, that's like the overclocking board. That's like the old, what was the old Gigabyte board? The old overclocking board. It was orange. You know what I'm talking about?
I don't remember the name, but I can visualize it.
It's like it was the orange board because they had like different colors denoting, and that like the orange one was the overclock. I had it.
The XDC or the.
It's like the X58 something that I used to have, I believe.
Mm.
Anyways, talking about new things, MSI has released a new piece of software called SoundTune, and I don't know. A lot of people were saying online that this is like a rebrand of RTX Voice.
Okay.
But I'm not 100% sure. It's AI powered, so obviously you need to be connected to the internet to use it, I guess. But it does the same thing as RTX Voice. So yeah, I think it's pretty cool that a lot of, even if this is an RTX rebrand, which I'm not sure, but like a lot of companies are really focusing in on audio when it comes to streaming and gaming. We saw Aorus do it with their monitors that have active noise cancellation on the monitor. So you can hook your headset through the monitor. The monitor has microphones on it and will actively cancel out background noise. I do think the AI is the way to go, though, just for the fact that it does a much better job. We talked about this with RTX Voice.
So I'm curious, in our article, they say that the trial is trial version is available until the end of June, and it expires June 30th. So is this going to be a paid product that maybe they're kind of demoing, I wonder?
I don't know. I'm not sure. And again, is it only available on MSI motherboard? On MSI
hardware, right.
Yeah, it's interesting. But I do like the fact that we are, like, companies are actually thinking of this stuff, right? Like, it's... You know, it's built into either like if you buy the MSI board or if somebody else has it, you know what I mean? I think that's a nice thing.
I think they're designing it with the enthusiast and streamer in mind, I think. But where I think it would be really nice to put it into effect is all these people working at home now with the background noises and, you know, the TV might be on in the background, but you've got to jump on a WebEx call or a Zoom call. And cutting out that background noise would be so nice if they could do it without, you know.
Now, here's the thing. So, like,
a CPU or something as opposed to having to have an NVIDIA card for RTX Voice.
Yeah. Now, did you hear the dog bark when the dog was barking?
No.
Okay, so the dog was barking. So, RTX Voice. I just think that if they're able to do it like that and it works, it's just so much better for any of that stuff. Just like you said, like Zoom calls, especially nowadays. Zoom calls and things like that, but I just, you know, and the more that it's more available to the consumer, and I think these products will get better. We already talked about RTX Voice is like basically in beta right now, and they'll have a better version coming down the line, which will be really cool. So pretty excited about that. Paul said the one with the wasn't that an MSI board though? Wasn't that the original Lightning board? I'm not sure.
I'm gonna find it. It was the G1 Sniper.
Oh, I do remember that.
G1 Killer series. Yeah.
Yeah, we'll talk about this really quickly because it's really funny. So at CES, Gigabyte had this G1. That was the Gigabyte, right?
Mm-hmm.
They had this this press event where it was like all army themed, like the whole thing. They had like those like camo nets everywhere. It was like the funniest thing for like these new G1 gaming boards. It was the funniest thing one of the funniest events I've ever been to, because it was like, yeah, and they had like booth babes like in like army outfits and stuff, like back when there were booth babes. It was kind of funny. But no, that's not the one I was talking about. It was an orange board. All I remember was orange. In any case, talking about Killer and we'll go back to that one.
X58 AOC, is that the one he used?
Yeah, X58 AOC. It was orange.
Yeah,
black. That's orange. That's what the overclocking board, and the reason it was like made for LN2 overclocking, because around the CPU socket there was nothing. So you could put like that putty stuff down and all that.
Well, there's not much around there. And those VRM heatsinks are huge.
Yeah. So talking about Killer, a lot of people, if you've bought a board in the past, 10 years, you think, maybe?
Yeah, I mean, they've been around for quite a while.
Yeah. So Killer Networks, or most people know them as Killer, they're actually owned by Rivet Networks, and they were just bought by Intel. Killer has always been like the gaming networking company. We actually did a really in-depth article on them maybe 10 years ago.
Oh, wow.
When testing if this gaming networking was actually better in games. We did it a long time ago. It might not even be on the news site, because when we moved all the articles over like years ago. But we did do an in-depth, and it showed that actually the pings were better and all that kind of stuff.
Cool.
But they were just bought by Intel, probably for their Wi-Fi product more than anything. Intel, of course, has the, you know, Wi-Fi 6 is Intel, but I think that this is a big thing. Intel will now own them. I don't know if we'll still see Killer Network stuff,
right, or they're just gonna roll it in.
Or if they're just going to roll it in or whatever, or they're going to, you know, roll it into Intel and Intel will license it like they do on a lot of their, you know, lot of the IP that they have. But I think it's great for them, because when they came out, I remember they sponsored this party at CES, and we had these big chains, like a wrapper chain that had the K on it. It's so, I might have got rid of it. It might be in a box somewhere, but I had this big K chain. Like they had at these part that's party. It was pretty funny, actually. But yeah, so good for them. I think it's great. It is very interesting technology when you actually see the difference that it makes.
Yeah, I mean, that's a product and a company that I'm surprised has been around as long as they have. Like, to me, when it first came out, I thought, oh, this is a gimmick product. It's going to be here and gone. But no, they've stuck around and ended up being bought by Intel.
That was the biggest thing when they came out, was like, okay, you can say you're gaming networking, but do you actually make a difference?
Mm-hmm.
And we tested like FPS difference too, because networking was always done by it's a CPU process, and this is its own chip, and it takes some load off CPU. So you technically would get better FPS in games as well. Mm-hmm. And you did, and you got better networking performance as well too. So like I said, good for them. I think that they've done a great job. Old Man said, Linus said Killer Nicks were awful. I mean, they might be recently. I haven't done in-depth testing with them recently. I think that when we tested, when they like were a very new company, there was a noticeable difference. And then it was very, very, like I said, if I can find the article, I'll post it on social media later. Which we did a long time ago, but we talked about Memorial Day.
Mm-hmm.
And Very interesting that EK made a limited edition Memorial Day water block because they're not an American company.
A U.S. company, right?
Yeah. But I think, honestly, it looks really good.
Yeah, it's kind of cool. It reminds me, I don't know, for some reason, like, yeah, I don't know. It's cool. It reminded me of, like, some tight, short shorts with American flag pattern on them. I don't know why. Like, that's the first thing I thought of when I saw this thing. But I don't know how many they're going to sell. Like, I don't know that I've ever seen too many USA America themed builds.
I don't think
a military, like,
yeah,
it's not like founding fathers build type of thing. But
I think it's part of this. $100 of it goes to charity, so it's $249.99. Okay. 100 of that goes to charity, which is good. I love that. But I don't think we've ever seen a Memorial Day tech product,
no,
themed tech product, which is interesting. And again, considering EK is not an American company, but I do think it looks good. I think that for, like, we do see a lot of these, like, I forget the guy's name who does. He builds computers for, like, Wounded Warrior Project, some other people, and they're really awesome, like, custom, like, full loop things. And I think these would be great and stuff like that.
Yeah.
But
I think this would look like some chrome hard tubing, and yeah, you could do a pretty cool build with this. I think it's just kind of surprising.
Yeah, that's the AMD one. That's the Intel.
I can see this being more of a 4th of July type of.
Yeah, but
I guess I get it with the Memorial Day and the donation.
Yeah, I like the donation. Yeah, so I think it's cool. It's weird that it's coming from a non-American company. But like I said, overall, I think it's a cool thing. Different for sure. Mm-hmm. So if you're into that, pick one up. And $100 goes to charity. Another bummer because of coronavirus is that BlizzCon 2020 has been officially canceled. They made a statement in March, I believe, saying that, like, we're kind of seeing how things go. BlizzCon usually happens in November. Last year was November 1st through 2nd. And they put out a statement, I think it was today or yesterday, that it has been officially canceled. They might do an online event, but that won't happen till at least next year. So in this calendar year, there shouldn't be any type of BlizzCon, even online type of deal. That's
what I'd like to see is at least online something.
Yeah. I think that obviously a lot goes into these events, and with people working from home, and you can't do those things. And obviously it doesn't seem like things will be back to normal by November. How's things in your area?
Like, well, like, it's kind of funny you ask. Like, the just like this afternoon, I think our county commission voted to, like, the state gave, hey, these are our recommendations, but they're not like law or requirements. So our county is like, yeah, just require, you know, the recommendations. We're not going to enforce any of these things. So we're essentially back to fully open, as far as I'm aware. But our cases have been going down. I think our county topped out at 500 cases total.
Oh, that's not bad at all.
No. For being the largest city in the state, in the county,
that's good.
We'll see how it, you know, give it a couple weeks and we'll see what those numbers look like.
For us, Pennsylvania, it's by county. Allegheny County, which is like one of the bigger ones, like Philly on the other side is like the huge counties. But we're pretty big. I think we're in like the yellow phase of the rollback or whatever. You still have to wear like a mask when you go in places. I would anyways,
or,
you know, just to be safe. But things are decently back to normal, but like restaurants still aren't open. Gyms still aren't open. I need to go to the gym so bad.
So we've had restaurants open for 2 or 3 weeks here. And I mean, they're spaced out. you know, their seating is more limited, but spaced. And I went, you know, I had lunch yesterday at a restaurant. I, you know, sat down and ordered, and it was full to their restricted capacity, I would say. So,
so that kind of sucks for BlizzCon. I always like that one because I'm a fan of Blizzard as a company, and I'm a fan of their games. Mm-hmm. And they usually team it with like an esports event as well, like a Overwatch tournament or whatever. So kind of bummed to see that get canceled. And then our last news story makes you feel kind of old. And this is like before my time. You're slightly older than me, but I think this is before your time.
I'm not this old, yep.
Yeah. But Pac-Man turned 40. It's one of the most iconic games ever. It was way before our time. I think, you know, Pac-Man, Pong. Is there any games, like older games, that are this iconic?
Pac-Man, Pong.
Space Invaders.
Space Invaders is kind of what I was thinking. Galaga, maybe.
Yeah, Galaga, yeah. But yeah, so they announced that the 40th anniversary or 40th birthday of Pac-Man. Yeah, that's just crazy to think about. You can actually buy a 1UP machine, arcade1up.com, for $400. It's a 40th anniversary edition. You can buy it if you want to buy like the arcade machine. There are also Pac-Man games on mobile and other places as well. You can get Pac-Man games. I like playing Pac-Man at the arcade when I was younger. Obviously, we had other really, really great games. I was really good at it at one point.
I never spent the time to learn how to like play it properly, so I just sucked at it.
That's all skills. I mean, you haven't learned to play games properly either, so.
Yeah. You got a point.
Yeah. But yeah, Tetris is a another one of those that you think about when like really old iconic games. But yeah, that is it for news. Not a, like I said, there's
a lot of stories, but
yeah, a lot of stuff going on. Coming up next week, I will get this review done. Hopefully I get this office all set up so I can record things and get things going here. But I will be taking a look at, we talked about it last week slightly, is the Asus ROG Maximus 12 Hero. That is the lowest board in the Maximus series, but it's still one of the best boards out there for Comet Lake S. It's an awesome board. So much stuff going on it. And I'll definitely tell you guys all about that next week. So definitely stay tuned for that one. We might have some other stuff. It just depends on when I get this whole office done and set up. I'm almost there, getting there. But yeah, that is basically it. We talk about if we did anything tech related or watched any shows or anything like that. Have you?
No, I got in. You sent over the Corsair Scimitar RGB Elite. I got it unboxed yesterday, took some pictures. I haven't started using it yet. I'm really excited to get to that point and start playing WoW with it. See if my
performance improves. Yeah, you got to set up all the stuff on the side.
Yeah, so I'm excited to take a look at that. I don't think I've really done anything tech related outside of work past that.
I've obviously been doing the office. Yep. I made it. So my biggest thing is lighting. The lighting in here is horrible. I have a light on above me, but you couldn't tell because look how dark it is behind me. I put here. Let's see if you guys can see. There's one right there. There's one of my LED panels, and it's being held on by.
I was going to ask what you used to do that. If you drilled in and
no. So there's strips. It's a plastered wall. It's a plastered ceiling. Which I was really scared about with command strips, but I have three command strips on it. It's been up for 2 days, so I think we're good to put the rest up, and then I'll have good lighting in here, which I'm pretty happy about.
Cool.
But besides that, like I said, just busy moving. I did start watching a TV show, which I think is really good. It's called For All Mankind. It is on, I don't know why the picture. Oh, I guess it's a video. It's not coming. It's on Apple TV Plus. If you get Apple TV Plus, I got it a year of it free when I got my iPad. The whole premise, it's about the space race. It's if we didn't land on the moon first. So the Soviets land on the moon first, and it's kind of like our reaction to that. It's very cool. I like shows that kind of have to do with history, and this is obviously
like a modified history. Yeah,
like a modified history. It's pretty cool. If you guys want to check that out, it's like I said, it's on Apple TV Plus. And I did want to tell you, because I was there, you know, you're from Wichita. I did learn that Steak and Shake, was it Steak and Shake and Burger King were both started in Wichita.
Pizza Hut.
Pizza Hut.
Pizza Hut and White Castle.
Yeah. Because I watched also on Netflix has this new show called, I forget, but it's like basically a history of certain things. Like there's one actually on the space race. There's one on fast food, and I watched the one on fast food, and that was the one that,
we had awesome, like, and yeah, like today it's kind of just like coincidence. You know, there was supposed to be the SpaceX launch. They had to scrub it at the last minute, about 20 minutes before launch. So they're trying to hit that this weekend. But the town where I grew up and was born, like 45 minutes away from here, we have the Cosmosphere Museum. And so they have like all these official NASA artifacts, and they do a bunch of the restorations for like the Smithsonian. It's like one of the best space museums in the country.
I was really surprised that all those fast food places started in Wichita.
Do we have so many, like, I forget what it was, but we have like the most restaurants per, you know, our population or per capita.
That many started there.
I don't know.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
It's interesting. And I do miss Pizza Hut. Like, we don't really have Pizza Huts around here anymore.
Mm-hmm.
I like love a good Pizza Hut pizza.
They're fine. Yeah. But yeah, the like building they started in is on the Wichita State campus, and it's like this tiny little brick shack building.
Yeah. It's interesting.
We don't even have White Castle here anymore though. Even though there's
I remember getting White Castle, and you get like the little it looked like a suitcase. You get like 20, and it'd be like a little suitcase you carry around burgers in them. Yeah.
Did I have White Castle's, I don't know, forever.
Yeah, I haven't had it in a very long time.
I'm not missing it either.
Yeah, the next day you're definitely not missing it. It's all those onions, it just goes through you. So we're going to go ahead and end things here. We will be gaming over on Twitch. That is twitch.tv/thinkcomputers. Why are not all our banners not? Oh, there it comes up. It wasn't coming up before. twitch.tv/thinkcomputers. We'll be playing Apex Legends. I haven't gamed since the last time we gamed. For me, that was 2 weeks ago. So I want to get some gaming in. I've been very stressed, so I think gaming will help with all of that for sure. Thanks to everybody that was in here chatting with us. We enjoy hanging out with you guys every week. We will be back next week, same time, more than likely. So head on over to Twitch. We'll be up there in just a few minutes, and we'll see you guys next week.